Welcome to the next episode of Glowing Greyhounds, hosted by yours truly, Niharika Katrigata. Welcome to Glowing Greyhounds. The person I decided to interview is a girl named Elizabeth Pabone. Elizabeth Pabone is a part of choir here at Carmel, and it's definitely part of her life, which makes her the most interesting person to interview. So check it out. Welcome. Today we're here with Elizabeth Pabone. Say hi to the people, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. So we're going to start with the easy questions. We're going to go into some of the deeper ones. So.
Okay.
All right. So the first question is, what's your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is purple because, like, it just reminds me of, like, spring flowers and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. So do you, what kind of purple are you thinking?
Like a dark purple, sometimes lilac.
Okay. I love the color lilac.
I know,
that's cool.
That's so nice.
Okay. So the next question, what's your favorite number? Do you have one?
I don't have a favorite number, but if I had to choose one, probably, like, 9 because... No, actually, I changed it to 7 because, like, my brother, sister, and I all have 7 letters in our name.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay, so what's something you like to do for fun? Like, if you had the whole day that you could just, you know, let it all go and do whatever you wanted, what would you do?
If I had a whole day, I'd probably want to go to the beach because I've always wanted to go to, like, Florida and see the ocean and stuff, you know, and just, like... pick up seashells. It's just one of the things I want to do in the future.
Nice. Cool. So if you could travel anywhere around the world, where would it be and why?
If I could travel anywhere around the world, it would be Italy. Italy because, like, I don't know, like, I just think, like, the architecture over there is beautiful and just, like, the people are really nice. And
so. Nice. Okay, so let's see here. What's your favorite song right now and why?
My favorite song... probably 3 Cheers for 5 Years by Mayday Parade.
Okay.
I don't know.
Why?
Just sounds, I like this, there's this one part where they go like a cappella and like there's just like different voice sections and it just sounds really nice.
Okay. So, let's see here. What activities are you a part of in Carmel?
Only a part of choir. I've been a part of choir for like 4 years now.
So what's the experience like for you? Do you like, why have you stayed 4 years?
For 4 years, I just been in choir since 6th grade and I just thought that, like, you know, I might as well finish off strong, you know, just spend my last 4 years. It's something I like to do personally and I like make a lot of friends along the way. And it's just cool moving up to like another choir.
So why do you like choir so much, or like singing so much, I guess I should say?
I don't know. Ever since I was like 5, like I had a passion for singing. Like I would just like sing to the radio, sing like before I went to bed. It's just something I always did. And, like, I love singing.
Okay. So what's an embarrassing experience you've had in your past? This is my favorite question.
So last year, I went to the wrong... All right, so it was, like, 2nd semester, and we got the new schedules, and I wasn't paying attention, and I, like, got, like, my 4th period class mixed up. So, like, the day after, I was sent to the dean's office for being late, and they were just like, why were you late? You never showed up. I was like, yes. I was
there. That's
and
funny.
And I was like, oh, crap. I went to the wrong class.
That's pretty funny.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of a scary one there.
Yeah, and I'm like, what did I do?
Okay, so what's your favorite movie and why?
I don't have a favorite movie. I have, like, I love a lot of movies, but, like, I guess if I had to choose one, it would be Titanic because, like, me and my sister one time, like, went to see it in theaters for, like, the 25th or something anniversary. And, like, we had the whole theater to ourselves, and it was just so much fun. We threw popcorn at the people we didn't like in the movie.
Oh, interesting.
It was just one of my favorite memories.
Okay. So who is your hero and why?
Fictional or real?
Give me both.
If I had to choose a fictional one, probably Loki. He's just so cool. And, you know, he could use magic and stuff. Even though he's a villain, he's my hero. And if I had to choose a real one, probably my mom. Because, like, she works really hard. And, you know, she doesn't really get appreciated, you know, for the work she does. Like, at her work, I tell her every day. And I try to help out as much as I can at home. But, like... you know, she's my hero.
Do you and your family have a really good, like, family dynamic? Just, like, family dynamic meaning, like, you guys get along well with each other and...
Most of the time.
Most of the time, okay. Okay, so I guess another question would be, is a family really important to you, I guess?
Oh, yeah, it is. Like...
why?
Family is huge in, like, I guess in my family. Like, just because, like, that's how we were raised. Like, family comes before anything. Before school, before friends, it's just family. You know, you gotta be there for one another.
Okay, so here's a deeper one. You got to think about it, but I really want to know this one. Tell me something about you that most people don't know.
Okay, give me a second here. I guess something people don't know about me is that... I may, like, act quiet and stuff, but, like, when I become your friend, like, I'll be, like, really talkative and stuff, and, like, I'll be more open. I don't know. A lot of people think I'm just shy and quiet, but really, like, if I'm your best friend, like, I'm open, and I'll tell you, like, everything, and... Yeah.
Okay, nice. Do you have your license right now?
Not yet. I have my permit.
Okay, but do you have a dream car possibly in mind?
Ooh, dream car. Probably Lamborghini. I know I'll never buy one in this lifetime, but if I ever got a chance, yeah, Lamborghini.
Okay. So what's one thing that you could change if you were to do it over in your life? Something simple? Maybe not, but...
Okay. Something I would change if I had to do it over? I'd probably redo 8th grade. I just made, like... I ignore some of my friends, and, like, I wasn't always there for them when they needed me. And, you know, I feel bad. You know, I should have been there for them.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what's the best compliment you've received? From a guy or a girl, depending on what you want to say?
Probably, like, my frenemy. Like, in choir, freshman year, like, they'd always laugh because, you know, like, I'm bad at choreography and stuff. And, like, just randomly one day, she, like, turned around and said, like, I was a good singer and just meant the world to me because, you know... I'd never thought she would say anything like that to me.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So what's something you love about Carmel High School and why?
Just the choir program. It's just like a huge family.
Let's see here. So what's your favorite holiday and why?
Well, my favorite holiday is Christmas. It's just like the one time during the year where like I get to see my family and spend time with them. Like they live in Chicago and like we either try to go down there or like they try to come visit us.
Okay, so if you could choose to be one character from Harry Potter, who would it be and why?
Probably Luna. You know, she's weird and fun at the same time.
Cool. All right, so tell me a guilty pleasure of yours. Okay, so basically a guilty pleasure is like something that like you like but most people don't. So, okay, for the example, I'll use me and I'll say I used to like the Justin Bieber boyfriend song that everybody was like, I don't know, he just sounded really good in that. And so that was my guilty pleasure. So do you have one?
Yeah, I know. Probably people consider this like an old person thing, but like I like to crochet.
Okay.
I just started, but like I make like little blankets for my kitten and like he sleeps with them.
So this answers my next question. Are you a cat person or a dog person?
I'm a cat person. Like just like ever since I was like in middle school, I had a cat and like I love them both very much.
So is there a reason maybe you don't like dogs as much or?
Well, I like dogs too, just I never had a dog, and, like, I guess I'm angry that I never had a dog.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have a specific breed that you would want in cat or dog?
If I had to choose, for a dog, I want a beagle. Like, they're just, you know, they're good, like, protectors. Like, they'll howl at anything, and they're just so cute. And, like, for cat, probably, like, tabby. They're tame, you know, they're, like, calm.
What is something you wish you could change about yourself?
Probably my confidence. Like when like I try to sing in front of people by myself, I can't. Like it's impossible. Like where's my friend like Kendra? She can just sing in front of anyone or like she doesn't care what anyone thinks of her. Like I just wish I had that confidence in me.
What would your dream holiday be? Like you have let's just take Christmas break that we have. If you could just go anywhere, money wasn't an issue, anything wasn't an issue, where would you go for your dream holiday?
I'd still want to go to Chicago, just see my family, you know, and just like go around the city and like just spend time with them because like we don't see each other that much, maybe like once or twice a year.
So family is really important to you then?
Yeah, very important.
So then what do you define as family?
Family is anyone that like cares enough about you and like you care enough about them and like you're gonna be there for them no matter what.
So what's something you're more likely to fight for, love or money, and why?
Love, you know, it's just the most important thing in the world. And, you know, money can't tell you I love you or like you know, it doesn't talk to you, even though, like, you can use it. It helps you buy stuff for your basic needs, but it'll never give you love.
Okay, so if you could speak to everyone in the world at the same time, what would you say?
Just be confident in who you are, you know? You don't have to change and be, like, your role models, you know? You could look up to them and, like, follow their example, but you don't have to be exactly like them. Just be yourself and be proud of who you are.
Okay. So I like this question a lot. Would you rather explore a new planet or the deepest parts of the ocean, and why?
I would explore the deepest part of the ocean because at least I have a chance of survival. If you go in deep space, you're just going to die.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. If you had to choose an actor to play you in your life, who would it be and why? Or yeah, actress, yeah.
Okay. I don't know anyone could live up to me, but Probably.
I can come back to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So think about it for a little bit and then we can go back. Okay. So if you were to play the role of God, would you make everyone beautiful and superficial or ugly and amazingly nice, and why?
Ugly and amazingly nice. Looks are in everything. And, you know, if everyone's nice to each other, you don't have a problem. Okay. Everyone's themselves.
So what aspect of your personality do you feel is undervalued?
Undervalued? Probably, I know, like, they don't mean to, but, like, probably, like, my helpfulness. Like, people often take advantage of me, and they, like, just, you know, because I'm willing to help anyone, and just, you know, sometimes they ask, and, like, if I don't help them right away, they get angry, and it's just, like, really.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I hope to be graduating college and starting my first job as a nurse at IU Health or somewhere like that.
And kids, husband, is any of that in 5 years?
Probably boyfriend. I don't think I'll get to husband.
Okay, well, here's an interesting question. What's one characteristic that you would like to have in your significant other?
In my significant other, I would want him to be weird and, like, proud of being weird.
So, confidently weird?
Yes, confidently weird. You don't see that many of those around.
And why?
Why? You know, just it adds personality to the world.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Okay, so who named you, and was there, like, a story or a reason behind it?
My mom named me because I was the second girl, and, like, she called dibs.
Okay. And so do you know why she picked the name Elizabeth?
She just loved the name. Like, I asked her, like, all the time, like, why? It's the most common name. Why did you choose that name? And she's like, it's just something I always loved. I love that name. Like, okay.
Okay, so the actress to play you in your life?
Oh, yeah. I know she's usually a singer, but, like, occasionally she does, like, act as J-Lo, you know, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Why?
She's Puerto Rican like me, and she's just fun.
Okay. That's awesome. That's pretty cool. Okay, so if you could freeze in time and stay at that age for the rest of your life, what age would you be and why?
Oh, like age?
Yeah, like, age. Okay. Like,
probably 20, you know, forever young. And, like, I'm old enough to... No, sorry, 21, because I'm old enough to, like, party and... young enough to, like, stay beautiful.
Okay, so what's your favorite midnight snack?
Ooh. Probably Oreos.
Okay, why?
Yeah, why? I don't know, it's just something quick and easy to grab.
So do you like sweet food or, like, salty food?
Ugh, sweet.
Totally sweet.
I hate salty. Ugh.
What about spicy food?
Spicy, I'm okay, just can't be really spicy.
Okay, so, like, Indian food?
Never had it.
Okay. But do you think that you could eat it?
Depends. Is it really spicy?
It's pretty spicy.
Then probably not.
Okay. So name three things in nature that you find beautiful.
Like trees and stuff? That kind of nature?
Yeah. Nature as in, like, outside.
Okay. Like, I like roses. They're my favorite flower. They just think they're beautiful and, like, just, I don't know. I always liked roses. And, like, evergreens, I think they're called. Like Christmas trees. Evergreens. They're just so beautiful in the snow and everything. I just love it. And I guess the violet flowers, you know, they're really pretty.
So a lot of it's around flowers and, like, trees and stuff.
Yeah. My mom, like, used to garden when we were little. Okay. And so, yeah, I'm used to being around flowers.
What's the compliment you would most like to hear when people talk about you? Like, if you hear somebody saying, oh, Elizabeth's like this, what would you want them to say?
I want them to say, like, I'm just a fun person to be around, you know? It just... You know, I just want to hear, like, I made their day, and, like, I'm just, you know.
And why would you want that one?
Because, like, I try to be there for people. Like, even if I don't know you, I try to help you as much as I can, you know. So, you know, I just would like that compliment.
So how many people in your life have told you you're amazing, and did you believe them?
I had a lot of people say that I'll go far, and at first I didn't believe them. I'm just like... I don't think so, you know?
Why didn't you believe him?
It's just lack of self-confidence, you know? I just didn't think I was going to be anything or anyone.
Okay.
And, like...
what do you feel now? Do you feel like you're more...
Now I'm, like, starting to see, like, I guess I can be someone, you know? It just depends on how hard I am willing to try and get it.
So if you were to draw a timeline of your life, what years strike you as the happiest so far?
Well... probably, like, elementary, like, 2004, 2003. Okay. It's just, like, why? Everyone in my family was happy, and, you know, we had no problems. It was just a good time.
If you could live forever, how would you spend eternity?
Oh, God. Well, for one, I'd probably record everything because I would know everything. I wouldn't die. And also kind of be like a little historian.
Okay.
And, you know, singing, just doing something I love.
How do you want to be remembered?
Probably as just someone who's, like, been there for other people.
Is there any reason why? Do you feel like that's something that people don't?
I just feel like sometimes everyone just needs someone to be there. And, like, I just want to be that person that's there when no one else is.
So what future moment in your life would you most like to have a photo of to look at now?
Probably my husband and my first child. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Any reason why?
Just so I have something to look forward to. Something I know that, you know, because I always want a family, you know. Family's a big part of my life, and I just, it'd be really sweet to see, to have that reminder, like, just keep moving forward, even if it's, like, gets hard, you know, have that to look forward.
So, how, do you want a big family or a small family?
I want 2 kids and a husband and a dog. That's it.
2 kids, it doesn't matter which order they're in, like, boy, girl, girl, boy.
I would prefer 2 girls, but if I had a boy, I would rather him be first.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. What animal best describes you and why?
Probably a wolf, you know, just lone wolf.
Oh, really? Why?
I prefer to be alone.
Okay.
I don't know, like, I just focus better when I'm alone and, like, I can just...
Okay, if you had one quote to describe your life, what would it be and why?
Probably, we come back to them.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, okay. I'm sorry.
That's fine. If you had 1 day left in this world, how would you spend it? Give me your entire itinerary.
Okay, so, like, I'd probably first spend it with my family, you know, the center of my life, you know. And then I'd probably want to do the things, like, I never got to do, like, go to the ocean, travel around the world, and just, like, at the end, just continue to be with my family, you know.
Would you travel with your family?
Probably.
Okay.
A couple of them, not all of them.
And then how would you end the day? Would you just go home and...
Just die, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. What's something in your life that's really affected you, and how did it change you, if it did?
Sophomore year, like, my dad, like, kind of, I don't know how to describe it, like, he died, and, like, we rushed to the hospital, and, like, they told us, like, he was, like, barely responding, and, like, he'd probably most likely be, like, in a vegetable kind of state, like, for the rest of his life. And, like, the next day we came back to the hospital, and, like, he didn't die or anything, but he kept getting better, and, like, by the third day he was fine. He was off, like, the respirator, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because before he was on, like, 50% oxygen or something like that. And, like, it just affected me, you know. It just made me think, like, you know, you think they're going to be around forever, like, your family. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen next. You just got to be prepared, you know. Something you say today, you might not be able to take back tomorrow. It just really affected me and my family.
Okay. If I said to you, everybody appreciates the things you do, what actions of yours would you think I would be referring to?
Probably, like, just listening to, like, your problems and giving advice.
So always being there for somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to share the single most valuable lesson you had learned in your life, what would it be and why?
Well, going back, just, like, prepared, like, be prepared, you know, make sure you don't, like, say something today and, you know, because you never know about tomorrow. I'd share it with all my friends, you know, and, like, my future kids, because, you know, that's important.
If you had to choose one color to describe yourself, what would it be and why?
Probably purple.
Okay, so your favorite color. Why then?
Well, I looked up the meaning, and, like, people who are, like, purple are, like, quiet and artsy. Mm-hmm. So that kind of describes me. I'm, like, creative, but, like, I kind of keep to myself.
What activity makes you the happiest, and what's the best experience you've had with it?
Probably choir. You know, I just made a lot of friends, and it helped me be, like, more open with people.
Okay. If I gave you a 4-year-old to look after, where would you take them for the day?
Probably Snappers. It's, like, a little kid place, like, with bounce houses and games and stuff. It's just like a kid's paradise.
So, I guess the biggest question is, would you rather have a girl or a boy as a kid? Because you were talking a lot about family and kids.
Probably a girl.
Okay, why? Yeah.
I don't know, just You know, you could dress him up and, you know, I want a girl.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just asking. Okay. What is home to you?
Home is anywhere my family is, you know. It doesn't matter.
What's your comfort food and why?
Probably ice cream. It's just, you know, helps heal the soul.
Okay. What's your favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. What's your weirdest quirk?
I randomly yell at people.
You randomly yell at people.
I know it sounds weird, but, like, if I'm super excited, I'll just go up to someone and, like, with my family, like, if I'm, like, with a friend or, like, a family member, I'll just go up to someone random and, like, yell at them and be like, all right, so, like, one time in eighth grade, I was with my friend Morgan and, like, I was wearing the same Captain America t-shirt as, like, some sixth grader, and I went up to him, and I was like, I'm the real Captain America. Bad word.
Bad word. Okay. All right, that's pretty interesting. Okay, what's the best gift you've ever received?
Probably a card when I was 14. My parents didn't have, like, a lot of money, and, like, it meant a lot to me that they, like, even though they didn't have a lot, they gave me a card, and they wrote a nice message in it, and it just made me, like, it made me happy.
What's your greatest accomplishment in life, and why?
Probably performing at the Palladium. It's just something that I probably won't be able to do ever again.
Sorry, if you could marry any fictional character, who would it be and why?
Probably Iron Man. Like, he's filthy rich. And he's just, like, my kind of guy. He's, like, a smart aleck, putting it in nice terms. And, you know, he just doesn't care what people think of him.
Okay. If you could return to any year in your life for 1 year, knowing that all you know now, and relive that year in any way you wish, which year would you go back to?
Probably the year, like, my cousin died. I tried probably warn her before, like, she gets hit by a car, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And
that,
dies.
That's a good one.
You know, because, like, she meant a lot to my family. And, okay. You know, yeah. It just could have been prevented.
Okay, so I guess the next question would be, what is your dream wedding like?
I'm sorry. my dream wedding, it's probably going to be, like, sometime in January or December.
And why that time?
I just love winter, you know. I just want it to, like, snow on my wedding day.
Okay. Not and too much, no. What would it look like? What would it imply? Like, try to, like, paint a picture for me.
I know.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I'd get married at a church, you know, with all my family and some of his family, if they're not annoying. And, like, I'd be wearing, like, a purple and white wedding dress. And my colors are going to be, like, purple, silver, and blue. And, you know, for, like, my reception, like, I'm probably going to do, like, either, like, a video game theme or, like, a, yeah, you know, just to have fun with everyone.
Okay, so what's your favorite video game?
It's hard. Oh, Dragon Age 2, hands down.
Okay, why?
Why? Oh, my God, the story is amazing. It's just, like, I played that game, like, so many times. It's just, I love the story, I love the characters, and it's just really fun.
So what's that story about? I don't know a lot about it, so.
Well, it's hard to explain, but, like, you play as this character, Hawk, and, like, his or her family, depending if you choose a girl or a boy. I chose a girl. So, like, her family, like, is traveling across, like, her hometown, and, like, she has to go to Kirkwall because, like, her town has been, like, attacked by Darkspawn, and, like, along the way, she meets characters like Varric, who helps her, like, get started and become, like, the champion of Kirkwall. And so you just, like, pretty much fight to defend your title, and you have to protect Kirkwall from, like, villains and stuff.
Okay. So would you rather be smart or happy?
Probably smart.
Okay. Why?
Why? Well, you could get a better career if you're smart. You can't really do anything if you're just happy all the time. And being happy all the time is kind of weird and creepy.
If you could witness any event, past, present, or future, what would it be and why?
Probably, like, when Titanic first sailed off. I wouldn't want to see them, like, all drown or anything. Just, like, when they first leave the shore for the very first time. I think that'd be pretty cool. You know, it's just a major technological advancement for their time. And just seeing that, you know, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Okay, so what would be one word to describe you and why?
Well, my friends came up with this word, like, me-ative. It's like a mixture of mean but creative. It describes me fairly well.
Okay. And if I were to ask a couple of your friends what they would describe you as, what do you think they would do besides the ones that created that nickname?
Probably, like, funny and, like, understanding. I'm always there for them, and, like, they tell me all their problems, and I try to help them as much as I can.
What's your, like, main dream in your life that you want to do before you die? Like, what's a big dream of yours?
Either to become a singer, which I hope, but, like, well, I know it won't happen, but, like, it's just one of my dreams. And, like, going to the ocean. I just always wanted to see the ocean.
What do you like about the ocean so much?
It's just, I don't know. It just, I really want to see it. I just think it's beautiful.
So do you want to, like, scuba dive, too? Like, to see, like, the inside of the ocean or just, like, the outside?
Just really? The outside.
Okay. So what did you want to be when you were younger and why?
When I was younger, I wanted to be, like, either a teacher or a singer. A teacher because, like, I don't know. When I was 5, I had a lot of sass, and I just wanted to be in control of people. Okay. I wouldn't have made a good teacher at 5. And, I also wanted to be a singer because, like, ever since I was little, like, music's just been a huge part of my life. My dad would always play the radio, and I always sing along to, like, Eminem and, like, other rappers.
Okay, nice. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to and why?
Probably 2000. I don't know. If we just had a lot of fun times back then.
Let's see here. So what do you like to do for fun?
I love to listen to music and, like, just hang with my friends and, like, read, crochet, and sometimes write stories.
Okay, so what are your stories usually imply?
Sometimes they have a little bit of romance. Sometimes it's, like, fantasy or action. It contains a little bit of everything.
So what's your favorite book? Or a couple of books?
I like Game of Thrones. I'm currently on the second book. I like The Storyteller. You know, that one's a sad story.
So do you, what kind of genre of books do you like usually? So
Fantasy or fiction.
Okay, all right. Who's your favorite band? Like, favorite band, favorite artist?
I have two right now. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple. But the top two are, like, Nickelback and Mayday Parade.
Okay, why Nickelback? Because you already told me about Mayday Parade.
Yeah. Nickelback, because, like, ever since I was little, like, the first Spider-Man movie, like, that's when they got their major, like, first major hit, like, Hero. I just listened to it, like, every day. My brother was obsessed, and, like, eventually I got into it, and they've just been my favorite band ever since.
So, you said you would marry Iron Man, but who's your favorite?
I have a lot of them. Okay. So, I'm going to name the top five.
All right.
Captain America, Iron Man, Gambit, Hawkeye, and Batman.
Okay, so tell me why each one of those.
Captain America, because, like, he's just underappreciated, and, you know, he has to have some fans. Iron Man, well, you already know Iron Man. He's just my husband. Hawkeye, because he's a freaking, he can shoot anything, like, he never misses. Like, that's awesome. Gambit, because, like, he does the card thing. He's pretty cool. I'm sorry. And what did I say? Batman. Because, like, I don't know, he's pretty cool. He hides in the shadows and everything.
Okay, so what's your favorite Disney movie and why?
I don't really like Disney, but if I had to choose one, probably Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, why?
I don't know, I just like the story.
So do you like the, like, because I know the deeper meaning of Beauty and the Beast is usually the whole, oh, look on the inside on someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't really like Disney.
Okay. Let's see here. So what do you want to be now? Like, what do you want to be now? Like, a job?
Either a special needs teacher or, like, a nurse.
Okay. So why those two?
Special needs teacher because, like, I just enjoy working with the kids. Like, they're, you know, you learn so much from them. And, like, nursing because, like, I want to work with babies. You know, it's just one of the things I always wanted to do. Like, okay. work with young kids.
Okay, Elizabeth, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the people before we end this today?
Nothing more, just say goodbye.
Okay, all right. Thank you for coming on, Liz. Now, one of the biggest things I noticed about Elizabeth was, besides her love of choir, was her love for her family. Family's the biggest thing to her. And I think that's what makes her very unique as a person, because even if she's probably not the most extroverted person, she's actually, when once you get to know her, like she mentioned, she becomes a very caring person. And with the family specifically, I think that that was interesting because most of the time kids our age are kind of going through their life and they love their family, of course, but they're dealing with all this other stuff. But with her, she never wanted to support her family or hurt them. I think another thing I thought was interesting and showed her caring personality was the friends thing as well. Like, she had mentioned that if she could go to any year, in her life, she'd go back to eighth grade because she felt like she hurt her friends, which I think is showing, again, another thing about her caring and her that she feels like she's hurt all these people in the process. Elizabeth altogether is a very interesting person. She's very introverted, but when I got her to start talking, she started really opening up, which I think is one of the best things about being on Glowing Greyhounds, just being able to open up to somebody that maybe you don't know that well, but can really show people. So if you want to be on Glowing Greyhounds, all you have to do is send me an email at nehearikak@whje.com. That's nehearikak@whje.com. And in the subject matter, just put Glowing Greyhounds and put I want to be in it, and I need your name afterwards so I know who I'm talking to. So until next week, stay classy, Carmel.